This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Weld County Jail is under full quarantine after one inmate and three detention deputies tested positive for COVID-19. The jail has released some inmates early so it has space to help remaining inmates practice social distancing. An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy died from COVID-19 Wednesday. Jeff Hopkins was 41 and the youngest Coloradan so far to die from the infection. An experiment to test every person in San Miguel County is yielding some uncertain results. So far, CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
So far, almost 1,000 people in San Miguel County have been tested for COVID-19, around 12% of the population. It's the only place in the state testing anyone who wants it, healthy or not. County officials say of the results so far, they have found 8 positive cases and 23 that are, quote, borderline. That likely means the person has been exposed to COVID and is starting to build antibodies, but not enough to trigger a positive test. Officials are asking those people to self-isolate and come back for another blood test in the next couple of weeks to see if they turn into positive cases. The testing is being paid for by 2 biomedical executives with a residence in Telluride. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Thompson and Poudre school districts in northern Colorado both announced Thursday that they will keep buildings closed and learning online for the rest of the academic year. A district in Gunnison also called off classes for the rest of the year Thursday. The decisions follow Governor Polis's announcement this week that statewide school closures would last through April 30th. This is CPR News.